For your participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. So, yesterday we were discussing this verse, Balam Balavatam Chaham Kamarāga Vivarjitam. Dharma Aviruddha Bhuteshu Kamasmi Bharatarsa. Dharma Aviruddha. Dharma avariddha, tatho, meaning of dharma avariddha,
illegal, illicit, against the law of God.
Dharma means the laws of God. And anything against the laws of God, that is called dharma avariddha, dharma avariddha. Dharma viruddha and dharma avariddha. Viruddha means against, and aviruddha means not against, in favor. So, the bodily necessity of life, we eat, we require to eat, eating, and we require to sleep also, eating, sleeping, and sex life. That is also required for keeping the body safe. In Kali Yuga, these four things, bare necessities of life, eating, sleeping, making, and defending, ahara, nidra, bhaya, vaishnava. These are bare necessities of the body. That will be also in disorder in this age. People will have no sufficient food, no place to sleep, no mate to have sense enjoyment, and it will be defenseless. Just like we are seeing at the present moment. Innocent people of East Pakistan are being killed simply for political reasons. Some innocent people, lots of innocent people are being killed. This is the symptoms of Kali Yuga. The bare necessities of life will not be available. There is no protection in Calcutta. There is no surety. When you go out on the street, there is no surety whether you will come back home at the present moment. Perhaps you all know. So there is no proper defense, even, which is not refused to the animal. Why? Because everything is going on dharma viruddha. They are going against the law, nature's law, we say nature's law, or God's law. That was so much mismanagement. So here Krishna specifically mentions dharma avruddha kama, that impulse, not against the law of God. What is that sex impulse? Against the law of God. The law of God is that sex life is required for progeny, for begetting children, not for sense enjoyment. Anyone who enjoys sex life for enjoyment, he is a sudra, a less than sudra. That is the description in Vedic literature. When Narada Muni instructs Yudhishthira Maharaj about householder's life, the householder's life When they beget child, there is a ceremony which is called Garbhadhan Sanskar. Not that I am today very sexually agitated, I must have said. No. Just like Kardamani's wife, Aditi. Hiranyakashipu's mother, Kardamani and Diti. The wife was very sexually agitated, and she requested the husband to have sexual intercourse. The husband said, no, this is not the proper time. I am describing the story shortly. But the wife was too much agitated. So she obliged the husband to have sex life with her. And after sex life, the Kardamani said that your sons will be demons. So as a result of untimely sex life, two demons were born. So there is regulation of sex life. Therefore Krishna says, dharma abhidhamma. Sex life is sanctioned under certain conditions. That is humanity. Not life. Even in cats and dogs' life, there is some limitation. There was a period of sex life. Similarly, for grihastha, there is a period for sex life. After menstrual period, 5 days after menstrual period, one may have sex life for begetting children. And if the woman or wife is pregnant, then there is no more sex life. Till the child is born and 6 months old, these are the regulations. And besides that, when there is sex life, there is a ceremony. It is not a secret thing. They would call, especially for the Brahmin, they would call friends, just like Hindu marriage takes place, not by agreement, but amongst the, in the presence of Agni and friends and relatives and Brahmins. That is sufficient witness. Similarly, when a Brahmin goes to have sex intercourse for the child, there is a big ceremony. All the relatives, all the learned Brahmins are present, and with their permission, he goes for sex life. Sanctity. Therefore, the child is born very nice. Because in such family, ordinary living entity cannot come. Suchirang simatanghe yoga bhrasta sanjayate. In the family of a pure Brahmin, Suchirang, or in the family of rich men, yoga bhrasta sanjayate, the persons who have not executed the yoga system completely or somehow or other fallen down, they are given the chance of taking birth in nice Brahmin family or rich man's family. So they also take care how to get children. That is Garbhadhan Sahasra. This is called Dharma Abhiruddha Kama. This Kama is sanctioned. Otherwise, it will get demands, just like Kashyap Muni, untimely sex. Therefore, Krishna says, when there is sexual intercourse, according to the scriptural injunction, that is how Krishna says, I am that sexual intercourse. In such kind of sexual intercourse, there is no seeing. That is another yoga. Just like we eat Krishna prasadam by offering yoga. Yajyasistasino santa mucchanti sarvatilmise. If we take Krishna prasadam, then we become free from all kinds of sinful reactions. Because the material world is so made that willingly or unwillingly, if you are not willing, unwillingly, you have to commit so many sinful actions. Just like to kill an animal is sinful action. But you don't want to kill, it's sin. When you are passing on the street, you are killing so many animals. While drinking water, besides, all around the water jug, there are so many animals. When you, spices, we kill so many animals. So you are responsible for them. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, I know, jepachyam dhunyante te abhanga papam jepachyante atmakarma. If you simply cook for your sense gratification, then you have to take responsibility of all the killing business. But if you offer to Krishna and take the prasadam, you become free from the contamination. Similarly, we require to eat, we require to sleep, we require to mate, and we require to defend. If these things are done on account of Krishna or as enjoying the Shastra, Shastra means, as I have already told you, the orders of Krishna are orders of God. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, they are the same thing, there is no difference. A sadhu follows the orders of the scriptures, a guru follows the orders of the scriptures, and Shastra is the description of the Supreme Law, just like we are reading Bhagavad Gita. These are the injunctions of Krishna, therefore it is Shastra. Or anyone who writes in terms of the Shastra, that is right direction. If we speak Bhagavad Gita as Krishna desires, then it is right. And if we describe Bhagavad Gita to fulfill our ulterior motive for some purpose, then it is useless. So similarly, Krishna says, dharma viruddha bhutesu kamasmi bharatvartam. Those who are not following the principle, how to beget child, are not observing the garbhadhan samskar, according to Shastra, immediately the family becomes converted into Shudra. Namar Brahmin, Namar Kshatriya, if he does not follow. This is very easy to understand. If you do something illegally, against the law, immediately you become a criminal. Similarly, dharma varudha. The garbhadhan samskar has to be observed. Otherwise, we become Shudra, Namar Brahmin, Namar Kshatriya. So it is very difficult to say at the present moment whether garbhadhan samskar is observed. At least in garbhadhan samskar we understand that this child is born of a real Brahmin. But without garbhadhan samskar, who knows how the child is born? Nobody knows except the mother. Therefore, the Shastra says, in this age, Kali Yuga, because this garbhadhan samskar is not observed regularly, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Everyone in the Kali Yuga is a Shudra, because the garbhadhan samskar is not observed. Of course, those who are observing, but it is very hard to say who is observed. But if it is not observed, then any child born either in the Brahmin family or Kshatriya family or a Vaishya family. Because the Garbhadhara Sanskar is not as pure, it is to be understood that the child is Shudra. Even if the Garbhadhara Sanskar is observed, still by birth it is accepted that every child is a Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra. Sanskara Bhavedu. And if the regulatory purificatory process are adopted, then he becomes Bija. Bija means twice born. First born by the father and mother, and the second birth is by the spiritual master and Vedic knowledge. Vedamata. Vedic knowledge and the spiritual master gives another birth. Upanayana. Sanskar. Upanayana. Upanayana means coming nearer to the understanding of Vedic knowledge. Upanayana. Or coming nearer to the spiritual master. Then he begins studying of Veda. Vedopathat bhavet vipra. And he has studied nicely Veda. Then he becomes a vipra. And when he understands the Supreme Lord or the Parabrahma, then he is Brahmin. This is the path. So, at the present moment, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for creating nice Brahmin. With qualification, sattva, sama, dhamma, siddhikha, ajava, jnanam, vijnanam, astitvam, brahma, karma, sabhavali. Krishna says that the regulative principle, sex life, is all right. That is I am. That is Krishna. If we can beget children to develop them in Krishna consciousness and thus become liberated from the clutches of repeated birth and death, that is the duty of the father and mother rightly followed. Otherwise, we become entangled. Jechaiva sattika bhava rajasa tamasastra jet matta evi titana vidhi nattaham sesite mahi. Because everything emanates from Krishna or Parabrahma, the Absolute Truth. Even Tamagun, Rajagun, all these gunas, they are also emanation from Krishna. Jechaiva sattika bhava. Sattika bhava means the consciousness of goodness, material goodness. Sattika bhava. There are many persons who are very moral and following the rules and regulations of the Shastra, or an ideal Brahmin. That is sattika bhava. Jechaiva sattika bhava, rajasa. Rajasa means the Kshatriya spirit, consciousness. And tamasastra, mattaye veti. They are all emanations from Krishna. Because everything is emanation. Krishna, or Absolute Truth, means the original source of all emanation. Janmadrasya jataha. Atata brahma jigyana. What is Brahma? Brahma means the original source of all emanation. Where from everything is done. So, all these varieties, they are coming from Brahma. So Brahma cannot be impersonal. If Brahma is impersonal, how the varieties are coming from him? That is not possible. He is the source of everything. There is sattvic bhava, there is rajasic bhava, there is tamasic bhava in Krishna. Therefore, when we see Krishna's pastimes, lila, just like Krishna killing a demon. That is rajasic bhava. But there are many instances, if you read Krishna's life from Krishna book, you will find exactly it is similar to human activity. Therefore Krishna says, Matta eviti tanavidhi, but I am not affected by those qualities. That is Krishna's special prerogative. Well, we are under the spell of satagona, rajagona, tamagona. We become affected. But Krishna, when you find that rajagona is exhibited in his pastime, but he is not under the influence of the bhagavata. Even sometimes Krishna is found, he is under the influence of tamagona, but he is not there. That is explained here. Sri gunamai bhavai revi sarvamidam jagat mohitam navidanati mamebha paramabhayam. The whole world is captivated by these three qualities of material nature. The difference is that Krishna comes also within this material world, and the ordinary living entities, they also come within this material world. As Krishna says in the fourth chapter, Arjuna, both you and me have many, many births, but you have forgotten. I am not forgotten. This forgetfulness is under the influence of tamaguna. So although Krishna takes birth many, many times, he appears, janma karma may vibham, but such appearance and disappearance are vibham, transcendental. They are not ordinary. And if we accept Krishna's birth or Krishna's appearance and disappearance like us, then you are mistaken. Then mohitam. Sribhi gunamai bhavi. Revi sarva vidang jagat mohita nabhijanati mamepha paramabhayam mohita. Because we are influenced by the three qualities, therefore we are illusion. We think Krishna and myself on the same level. But Krishna here says, no, I'm not there. Although these energies are coming through me or being emanated from me, still I am not influenced by them. That is Krishna's body. We should not therefore take Krishna as ordinary man. If you take that, then Krishna says that mūrha abhijānanti māna mūrha, then we become a foolish person. Devi dhesa gunamai mama maya durattaya mame vada prabaddanti maya metan karanti. These are the three influences of maya, satagon, rajagon, tamagon. Everyone is entangled with the influence of the satagon, tamagon, rajagon. But Krishna says that if anyone surrenders unto me, or if anyone becomes a Krishna conscious person, a devotee, he can surmount the unsurmountable influence of the three gunas. That is the state, that is the position of the devotee. They are not under the control of maya, they are controlled directly of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore they have no fear. The Krishna says, anyone who surrenders unto me, I take charge of. He says, aham tva sarva papebhya mokkhayishyami. Even if his past life was sinful, still, because Krishna takes charge of such devotees, immediately he becomes free from all contamination. And the guidance is there by Krishna. Therefore he says, here it is stated clearly. Krishna says, that everyone is entangled by the three modes of material nature. But anyone who has surrendered unto me, he is freed from this influence. Now the next question is, if everyone is trying to become free from the contamination of material nature, mukti, that is called mukti. Great sages, great saintly persons, simply to get out of the clutches of this material nature, they undertake sheer penances and austerity. That if it is so simple, that simply by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, one becomes immediately liberated from the clutches of Maya, why then people do not take to this process? This question may be raised. They do not believe. They say, this is too much. Simply by, they say, sophistry. Simply by surrendering to Krishna, one becomes a liberated soul. They do not believe. And who does not believe? That is also stated by Krishna himself. He says, Namar diskitanam murha prabaddante naradhama. Krishna says, once in a previous verse he says, Mameva prabaddante mayametan karanti. Anyone who surrenders unto me, immediately he becomes free from the clutches of Maya. The next paragraph he says, unfortunately, those who are miscreants, they do not do it. Namal Vishitana Murha. So Duskitina, those who are always engaged in sinful activity, they are called Duskitina. And Murha, they have been described by learned scholars as the Kurmi Murha. Murha, the exact meaning of Murha is an ass. So the Kurmis, the fruity workers, they work very hard for sense gratification. But the similar Murha is an ass. The similar Murha means the ass is generally engaged in service by the washerman. The washerman loads the ass with tons of cloth. And whole day he works for the washerman, carrying tons of cloth. But at the end of the day, he is offered a morsel of grass, and he is satisfied. And by eating that grass, when he is sexually impulsed, he goes to the seer, and the seer kicks on his face. And he still, he runs after the seer. The Kurmis, they are also like that, therefore they have been called as Murhas. They are working whole day, very hard, but they are eating sometimes two chapatis, that's all. Earning 1 crore of rupees per day by eating two chapatis only. Therefore they are Murhas. He has no sense that only for two chapatis, I am working so hard, and for sex life, I have to bear so much expenses at the order of my wife. These are facts. We should not be sorry, because Krishna says, when we deliberately discuss on Shastras, there is no question of compromising. We must face the bare fact. So those who are simply satisfied in this way, the whole day, jiva karte haya rajan, kutumma bharanenava, nidra hyate naksam, babayena chava baya. At night, simply by sleeping or by sex life, and during daytime, simply for money, or kutumbha bhavan, or maintaining the family. This is a karmi's life. And they are described in the Bhagavad Gita. The such persons are moha. They cannot understand how they can be liberated. They are simply working for nothing. There is Narottamdas Thakur sings very nice song. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gumai. My dear Lord, Hari, I have simply spoiled my life. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gumai. Manusya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhaji. I got very nice body, just fit for worshipping Radha and Krishna. Manusya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Janiya Suniya Visokhain. Knowingly, I have drunk poison. Janiya Suniya Visokhain. This is the life of Mura. One should be conscious that I have got this opportunity of human life. I must be in this life simply Krishna conscious. I shall simply think of Krishna. Satatam chintayantam maam. Always chintayantam. Satatam chintayantam maam. Chintayantam maam. Always. Tethabhyam. That verse in the sixth chapter. Yoginam api sarvesam. Madgata antaratmana. Sadhyavan bhagati yumam. Samejuttatam. So, this is the business of human life. Always think of Krishna. But the murhas, as it is stated here, in this kritina, miscreate. The kriti, this word kriti means meritorious. There is exact counter word is found in the next stanza, sukritina. And here it is called duskritina. So kriti means merit. Nowadays people are, suppose it's not nowadays, all the day, there are certain classes of men who are called meritorious, intelligent. Sukritina. So, but there are duskritina and sukritina. Those who are using their merit for Krishna consciousness, they are sukritina. And those who are using their merit for nothing, uselessly, for sense gratification, they are called duskriti. Both of them are using merit. It is not that a sinful man, a rogue, a thief, a dacoit has no merit. He has got good merit, but he is utilizing for different purpose. Therefore, they are called duskriti. Merit should have been, just like we have got human merit, better than the animal merit. So this merit is being misused to improve the process of eating, sleeping, mating and defense. If you improve this process, eating, sleeping, that does not make you a very advanced in civilization. The animal is also eating, whatever according to the nature they are destined to eat, they are eating. Similarly, we are also eating, but we are not eating according to the, indication of nature. Take for example, our teeth and animal teeth, there is difference. Our teeth, this is scientific. Our teeth is meant for eating vegetables and fruits. It is so meant. If you eat continually vegetables and fruits, you will not be attacked with pyria. But if you eat meat, your teeth is not meant for eating meat, you will very soon be attacked with pyria. Because breaking the laws of nature. This is one example. Similarly, in our eating, sleeping, making and defending, we are using so many wrong things. Just like formerly, there was also fight. That fight was being conducted with arrows and bows. So if you want to kill your enemy, you will kill your enemy, not other. Other innocent people will not be killed. But nowadays, for defending, you are using atom bomb. So many thousands of innocent men are being killed. So therefore, to manufacture or to invent such lethal weapons, is requiring very good merit. But duskritina for committing sinful activities. Even war, there is dharma. That can be also dharma avuddha. That is Arjuna thought. He thought dharma avuddha under the guidance of Krishna. That is not ordinary fight. That fighting is Krishna. Because he was fighting under the guidance of Krishna. Personally, he refused to fight. But when he understood that Krishna wanted that fighting, under his guidance he fought, that fighting is Krishna. Similarly, there are actions, different actions. Some of them are duskarja and some of them are sukarja. Sukarja means when you act such actions under the guidance of Krishna, that is nice. And when you act under your wings, then that is mischievous. So miscreants and the acts like human being, Bhura and Naradhama. Naradhama means, Nara means human being, and Adhama means the lowest. That's why we accept some Chandala as Naradhama. There are many low-grade people. But actually, a chandala is not a low-grade man. The man who does not take to Krishna consciousness, he is supposed to be Narada. Because he has got the chance. An animal hasn't got the chance to become Krishna conscious. I cannot call animals, cats and dogs in this meeting. That is impossible. Because they have no chance. But we can call, we can hold a meeting amongst the human beings for discussing Krishna, because they have got this special power to understand. This special power to understand Krishna, if it is misused for other purposes, there is Naradhama. He got the chance of human beings, but he has become degraded on account of his unwillingness to take Krishna consciousness. The third person, duskritina, always engaged in mischievous activities, always engaged to work hard like an ass, and does not take the advantage of human beings, they are called duskritina, mura, naradhama. Then one may say, all right, these people are lowest of mankind, or like an ass, or miscreant, but there are many, many educated persons, highly elevated in discussing philosophy. Why they do not take to Krishna consciousness? Why they say that there is God is Nirata, there is no God, I am God, you are God. Why do they say? Why do they not take to Krishna consciousness? This question may be raised also. They are not fools. They are very highly learned. They have undergone tapasya, sannyasi. Why do they not take shelter of Krishna? Krishna is answering to that question. Maya aparita jnana. Yes, they are advanced in knowledge, undoubtedly. But because they are asuri bhavama asrita. Asuri bhava means atheistic principle. There is no God. I am God. This is called atheistic or asuri, just like Ravana. You are very much materially advanced. You are a very good scholar in Vedic literature. You are son of a Brahmin also. Very powerful. But he did not believe in Rama, God. That was his only fault. Therefore he is described as Asura, Rakshasa. Similarly, Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu. Say anyone, however materially, he may be advanced in education and knowledge, maybe PhD or DhD or something like that. If he does not believe in God, he is to be supposed that Maya has taken her his real knowledge. In spite of his education, he is fool number one. Maya aparitam jnana. Why such things take place? That a learned man becomes foolish without understanding Krishna. Because asuri bhava, because he has accepted the atheistic principle, there is no Krishna, there is no God. Only for this reason, in spite of educational qualification, he cannot understand Krishna. And because he cannot understand Krishna, therefore he cannot take to devotional service. These are the descriptions. Namāna duṣkita-nam mūḍhā prapadvante narādhamā. But there are certain jñānīs who are actually sincere to know the absolute truth. Such persons, even they may be misled in one life, two lives, three lives, but at the end they come to the conclusion that Krishna is everything. Vāsudeva sarvamīti. Bahunām janmanāvante jñānavān. Yes, it is said that māyā aparita jñāna. So long there is influence of māyā. He is lost of real knowledge. But in spite of that, if he makes progress in understanding the absolute truth, then after many births, not in one birth, Bahunam Janmanam, when he comes to the actual point of knowledge that Krishna is everything, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Prapadante, surrender. That means to surrender unto Krishna is the ultimate goal of all knowledge, all activities, all tapasya, all jewels. If one does not reach that point, then he is simply wasting his time and energy. Thank you very much. Praise.